Well, we are live at Leeds Rumble at the First Direct Arena. A few of the fights have got underway already. I'm Tom Feeney alongside Paul Silky Jones. Paul, it's already been a good night of boxing because one of the bouts involving Josh Well, it was an absolute mammoth matter, wasn't it? A 12 rounds long.
Yeah, it was a really good fight from the start. I mean, Gimel, your fight, it's a quality fighter. I can't say I feel sorry for Josh because that'd be patronising. So, but I would say, you know, my heart goes out for him because he's shown championship quality. Against probably weaker opposition, he'd be a champion tonight. So, you know, but hats off to both guys. They gave it the all and it was a really entertaining fight.
I was going to say, he got a cut in the first round and he'd taken some nasty combinations early on, but he started to get back into it, hit some of his own as well.
Yeah, he seemed to come on later on in the fight. He probably started a bit too late, and like you said, the cut early on from the first round didn't really bother him like I thought it would. It was obviously caused by accuracy of punches because there was no head clashes.
And looking at the bouts which are going to be coming up, the First Direct Arena are already starting to fill up nicely. One of the first bouts is going to be Tyrone Nurse against Tommy Cole. That big clash for the British title. It means so much to him as well. Nice bit of history between them. I mean, it's going to be one of them, isn't it? What a fight that's going to be.
I mean, they've actually grown up fighting each other from the amateurs. So, yeah, it's going to be a barnstormer, and we're looking forward to it. You know, both fighters have boxed at a decent level, and, you know, it's like a lot of fights tonight. They are going to be very explosive.
And looking at one of the next ones, Luke Campbell, I mean, you could argue this is his toughest fight today, the calibre of opponent he's going to be fighting. He never gets the easy fights, does he?
Well, I mean, like I said yesterday when I was speaking to him, he's earned the right to be under pressure and he's coping with it really well. He's had longer now with his new trainer, so I think we're going to see some new stuff and, you know, he's a quality fighter.
Dillian White against Dave Allen will be the penultimate fight, we think. I mean, Dave Allen wore his cap saying war. I think that's exactly what it's going to be, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a war from the start. Just seen Dillian looking quite relaxed coming in. I'm looking forward to it because Dave Allen's been talking a lot and it's a lot of interest what's been created because of it.
And the main event, Josh Warrington against Patrick Highland. Just quickly about Highland, obviously not making the weight. Does that change the mindset for Warrington at all, that the title won't be on the line?
I mean, I think that probably takes the pressure off because, you know, there's less rounds to go probably, so, you know, it probably takes the pressure off. But I'm sure he still want to put in a good performance and do the job.
And finally, the First Direct Arena. What a venue it is. I know this is your first time watching the boxing in Leeds. I mean, it's been a great night so far and it will continue, won't it?
Yeah, I've enjoyed it so far and it's a good venue and, like we said, it was a good crowd.